James told us he doesn't have money to buy soap in a school in Kampala, in senior five. This guy is doing PCB, math. Like, what do you mean you don't have money to buy soap? Said, I don't have. We said, take us to where you stay. I want to talk to your parents. Said, I stay alone. We said, no, we don't like this joke. So James took us to a place somewhere down. If you guys know Luzia, there's a place called Chirombe. Now, Chirombe is a proper slum in a swamp. Now, James was staying in an incomplete house in Chirombe without a roof. And he had only covered that small corner. His uncle was the foreman, the guy who was supposed to have built the house, but there was no money to complete. This guy had one saucepan, one shirt for school. If he was lucky, he would wash it, and by morning it should be dry. Ah! I remembered that kid who gave me the gift box, and we had to give James things. And we gave James, I remember giving James my only sweater. I was also not rich, but I gave him my only sweater because he had moved me, but also because of a story that had inspired me, that you don't have to have enough at a go to give something. And the whole class came together for James. Today, James is a medical doctor, and he's serving people in about four districts. Very brilliant guy. After that, we just went on into this journey of trying to provide education equity across the country. And so what we do, I and a couple of friends, is we just buy textbooks and mathematical sets for the primary school, mathematical sets for secondary school textbooks.